Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494 on a football Friday. It's Cowboys week, Hugh Douglas. Later on the show, I think we need to go back in time to Hugh's days playing the Dallas Cowboys. We'll have that for you. Of course, we'll get to Combo Con in just a few minutes. What you're playing for today, NFL picks, guess the takes, all coming up later in the show, our same game parlay. We start, though, with this game itself, Eagles-Cowboys. We haven't spoken much about the game this week because all the drama around the Eagles. And the more I think about the game itself, the more I do feel like this is a weird trap game feel to it. I think this is going to be a closer game than we want it to be. I think the Eagles will win, but I feel like this is going to be a fight down in Dallas, more than I would have said 2 or 3 weeks ago, for a lot of reasons, including they haven't played much in the last 18 days. We've played two tough games. We seem distracted. They don't. And I think their defense has gotten a little better than we think it is or was last time we saw each other. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts this week, talking about how these teams have changed since last time. Let's start with Sirianni on the Cowboys, how they've changed.
How different do the Cowboys look from the first time you played them?
Obviously, some different personnel in there. And they do, you know, as you grow throughout the season, doing some different things. You got a little bit more tape on them, obviously, now than we did going into the first game with, you know, had to look at some bear stuff and some different things there. But yeah, they look different, you know, not only personnel wise, but also some, you know, as you looked at them going into the first game, there was a lot of unknown.
Well, they do look different, Hugh. I mean, the team we're going to see on Sunday is different than the one we saw in week one. I mean, they have what, 3 or 4 new defensive players who just weren't on the either weren't on the team or were hurt in week one. So it does feel like a different kind of team.
Yeah, and they went and got Quinn and Williams to help shore up that run game a little bit.
Right, I think it's second and a half Monday, yeah.
But they're not the same team. And Dak has played well, man. You're talking about last week, what did he throw for? 268 yards, 4 TDs, had a QBR of like 138 something. So yeah, they're playing better. And Dak like that offense is formidable, no question about it. So that's going to be, in this game, is going to be strength going against strength.
So I think Kyle said this a few minutes ago, all things considered, when you factor in this game is in a dome, right? It's on a fast track, though the weather's not a big part of this. This is the biggest challenge we've had on defense since when? Right, the Packers' offense is a mess. The Lions obviously have a great offense, but Hugh, I think the weather it mitigated a little bit of that Sunday night, right? This is our biggest challenge on defense of the year?
Probably because of the team that you're playing against, the resurgence that the Cowboys are having.
The weather hurt the Lions on Sunday and the Eagles. Yeah,
the short rest,
right,
that you had, the quick turnaround. Yeah, all of that. I like the Eagles, man. I was surprised, like when you played the first game against Green Bay, coming back from that, I thought the rest. I thought they were going to be a little lethargic
mm-hmm.
in that game Sunday night. They weren't. They came out crisp. They looked like the team that was better rested than the Detroit Lions. So I don't really worry about that. I think Coach Fangio does a good job of getting these guys ready to go, Coach Sirianni as well. It's just that, what is this offense going to do? Because we don't know what this offense is.
Well, and that's it. If the Eagles' offense was on its game, Hugh, they'd just win by their offense on Sunday.
Yeah, but I'm confident that they'll figure out a way to win.
Well, okay.
I don't know what that looked like, though.
Are you confident? Is this the week the offense gets going?
What do you mean?
Our offense. Is it the week it gets going?
Like when you say get going,
You
mean like, well, okay. Well,
the fact
okay.
that you're asking means we got a problem.
No, because what in your mind it constitutes getting going?
I don't know. Not 7 punts. Like moving the football, sustaining offense.
See, this is where I'm relegated to. Like, because I think a lot of times we try to go into these games. I think I said it last week. I was like, I don't know what to expect. But I expect them to win. Well, not last week because I expect them to lose last week. But the week before that,
yeah,
I didn't know what it looked like. Because somebody asked me, how do you think this game is going to go? Couldn't tell you. And I feel that way this week. Because I feel like, regardless to what we think on the outside looking in, that this team is hella resilient. And that they're going to do everything in their power to help to try to win this football game. The defense is going to keep you in the game. No question about that. Only way I see this thing going south is if the defense get off to a rocky start and the Cowboys jump out on with two touchdowns.
This is going to be a great – I actually think this is going to be a great litmus test to tell us how great our defense is right now. Like, the last 2 weeks have given us a lot of confidence. This defense is turning back into what last year was. You know, we've had discussions pregame show last week, this week, that this defense might be better than it was last year. This is going to be if the Eagles go down to Dallas this week without weather on a fast track and hold that Cowboys team to, I don't know, 16 or 17 points, then it's really time to start saying this is last year's defense all over again. Because, again, when you factor in the weather last week, I would say this is our biggest test defensively since the Rams game. Right, because that was, you know, early in the season, so the weather wasn't part of the game. It's been a long time since we've seen an offense moving the football without weather involved like this. I think this is a huge test, and if we shut them down, Hugh, boy, we'll start saying they're just as good or better than last year's defense if they could do it. I think we will. Let's hear Jalen Hurts talking about the Cowboys and how they've changed since week one.
How about your team?
How are you guys different from September 4th or whatever it was?
I mean, we win then, we win now. So, from a macro perspective, I mean, with us, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, it's awful.
I mean.
Is that a win? Is that a when you have nothing good to say nothing at all type of thing?
Well, yeah. You was kind of you know how you Jalen strategically gets out of those. You couldn't maneuver out of that one.
Well, he's waited 9 seconds.
You know, he said, "Hey, we win then, we won then, and we probably gonna try to win now." Yeah. I mean, because it hasn't. Like, if you're being honest. See, this is the thing. If you're being honest, the players aren't satisfied with this. But it's kind of weird that people are mad because this is a story. But the players are, like, even Jalen's not satisfied with this performance.
Of course you should, but he shouldn't be satisfied. I mean, they've scored 26 points winning. The last 2 weeks.
I mean, yeah, you're right, but they're winning. And that's the bottom line. They have to be better. Like, when you talk about, this is financial to me. Because when you talk about the type of money that you've amassed on that side of the ball and the underperformance that they're doing, it can't be like that.
Well, of course not.
It can't be like that.
They're clearly all frustrated. They're not moving the ball more. This should be more of a get-right game. I mean, this is, even though the Cowboys look a little bit better, as Sirianni said defensively, this is still not a great defense. I mean, they should move the ball on Sunday and score some points. So I asked you, and you kind of filibustered, is this the week the offense gets right? How many points do you expect the Eagles to score on Sunday?
I say 21. That's all I need. 17.
Ooh, I don't think that's enough.
Here, that's not a good job.
I think the way the defense is playing, you give them 21 points, they'll win this game.
On a fast track against this offense?
Yes. 21 points.
So we're holding the Cowboys to what? 20?
17.
Woo!
17 points.
We can't muster more than 21 points in this game.
High. That's high. That's a little high.
It's not high.
For this offense right now, yes, it is, Joe. But I think they can do it. I think that this defense is playing real salty right now.
Yeah.
Super salty. And that's going to help keep – defenses travel well. Like, when you have teams like this and their offense is sputtering, the good thing that you can lean on is your defense.
Kyle, how many points they score on Sunday?
Well, how many points do we score on Sunday?
How many points do the Eagles score Sunday?
Not a good Cowboys defense.
No, but probably not the worst anymore.
Better than it was the last time we saw him.
Quinnen Williams, yeah.
26.
Oh, I'll take that. I'll take the 26.
And I think that's enough.
26, we're walking out with a win. I'm good with that. If it's 21. I think this is good.
I think
it could be tight.
I think to expect us to hold them to anywhere below like 24 points is crazy. And that's not a knock on our defense. I just think the way Jared Goff is such a rhythm timing guy, and they were able to knock him off that rhythm. Dak can play like out of structure. He's hard to take down. He's kind of like a tree trunk in the pocket, and he can scramble, he can throw on the run, all that stuff. Like, I think it's going to be a little bit harder for us to cover those wide receivers for like 5 seconds.
I agree
on a lot of plays.
That's why I think that the pass rush is going to come up big.
But But that, but,
George Pickens,
but he moves.
I guess kind of my point is that Dak's a little bit harder to get off his spot with the pass. Like, yeah, if you put a guy in Goff's lap, he's not going to make the
like
throw.
Like the play where Jalen Phillips kind of juked out Penei Sewell in the red zone.
Right.
Dak can move away from Phillips.
He can stand in there. He can move all that stuff. Yeah. Like, I think he's going to be tougher than Goff.
Yeah. You guys are trying to make me feel better. This is not a trap game. And I'm hearing 21 points from Douglas over here.
I don't think it's a trap game.
21-17 feels like I'm biting my nails.
I think we're going to be biting our nails.
Yeah, all right.
But I think we're built for this more than Dallas.
All right, I like that. Jeff in Wilmington's up on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Hugh, I love it when you answer Joe's one of his ridiculous questions with, what do you mean? It's so funny to me.
It's a very simple question. Do you think the offense is going to get back on track? What do you mean? I don't know. Well, not punt seven times.
I mean, what do you mean? What is on track? Because they haven't been on track. I mean, what is your definition on track? 21 points to me is on track. 20. You know what I mean?
21 points is on track against that defense?
How many points did they score last
going
week,
up 9, 16, 21.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we call a trend. That's what we call a trend.
See, he's trying to.
This is lower the bar, Douglas, is what we're getting. Go ahead, Jeff.
I feel you, Hugh. That's exactly what I'm like, what do you mean? So here's the thing. The one difference between the Eagles and the Cowboys over the last, well, you can put the Cowboys over the last 30 years, but the Eagles over the last five is the Eagles happen to be thriving under this dysfunction, as you call it, Joe. I mean, they won a Super Bowl. They've been to another one, and they're probably going to go back this year. It doesn't seem to phase them totally at the end of the game when we walk off with a win. The Cowboys, you know, Jerry Jones' win is when everybody's talking about him. He doesn't really care about, you know, obviously, he doesn't care about winning a Super Bowl. He cares about being in the spotlight.
Are you wearing a wire, Jeff?
sound like some wire activity.
And we're here.
Are you wearing a wire like he was yesterday?
Yeah, we're wondering if you're spying on us, Jeff. Are you wearing a wire?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. Should I be?
No, well, hopefully not. That's not good for anyone. Jeff, you're right. And look, that's why the Cowboys are going to max out at 7 or 8 wins, and the Eagles are going to get to 12 or 13, and they're going to be playing deep in January, and the Cowboys will be watching. Like, I get all that. It's just, this is a weird week. I just feel like we're not together right now, and we're going into a game where, like, I just want to feel like most Cowboy-Eagle games the last few years, I have felt like the Eagles are going to win by 10. I just don't feel it as strongly today.
Well, think of it this way. In the first game, we...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We didn't have Jalen Carter because of Spitgate.
Yep.
You know, he knocked himself out. Jordan Davis wasn't – the whole defense wasn't playing that well. Now look at the defense. So Hughes, 21 points should be enough to win this game. You know, I don't see the Cowboys score more than 10 points. Maybe 14 at the most.
Wow.
That's where I'm at.
Good phone call, Jeff. Have a great weekend. If the Eagles hold this Cowboy offense, again, no cold weather – no precipitation, none of that stuff. If they hold them on a fast track to 17, 15, 10, then, I mean, do we just flat out say Monday this is just as good as last year's defense? On the road
again. We'll probably be hyperbolic. That sounds like something we'll do.
I don't know if it's hyperbolic. I don't know if it's hyperbolic.
They play well. They're playing well, And you want to start playing your best football around this time of year. So, yeah, I don't think it's far-fetched to say. Especially when you talk about at the trade deadline, you brought in different pieces that have come in and fit seamlessly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I give you that.
Look, if we hold them to 15 or 10 or 17, then it's clearly going to be a win and not a trap game. I think the game will be played in the low 20s. Matt in Germantown is up. What's up, Matt?
It's the way, Diehard Joe, my favorite barber, Kyle, Uncle Hubie with the doobie. I don't want no smoke today, all right?
What's up, man?
Matt, I'm going to put you on hold. You sound like you're underwater, so let's get that
Get your phone out of your mouth.
Yeah, get it fixed up. Maybe he's swimming. All right, 215-592-9495. We'll get Matt back up. Hugh, though, before we go any further, you know what we got to do, right?
We got to do.
What have we been doing lately?
Recklessly speculating?
Well, that's my fault, actually. I shouldn't have said what we're doing lately. No, we've been doing Combo Con lately. Can we do a Combo Con on a Friday?
Combo Con!
All right, it is Combo Con. Of course, you're presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. Today, our winner will receive the qualifying prize, the Jack Daniel's prize pack, which includes the rocks glasses, the umbrella, the golf tee pack, playing cards, along with the Weber grill brush, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. And if you win today, you're automatically entered for the grand prize, which is the Weber grill, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, and the Jack Daniel's cornhole set. Thanks, of course, to Gerhard's Appliances, the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years, where it's Black Friday all month long with up to $1,000 in rebates. And thanks to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you can find $3 off 750-milliliter bottles of Jack Daniel's Black Label and $3 off 1.75 liters of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores. Remember, celebrate responsibly. All right, today, Hugh, we are looking for opposites, two things that are polar opposites, you know, Eagles, Cowboys, Dallas, Philadelphia. It's Dallas week. We couldn't have more opposites. I mean, these two teams are polar opposites, right? One is very offensive and defense.
I got one.
Is very defensive and not much offense right now. This, you know, the fan base is polar opposites.
I got one for you.
What do you got? Yes.
Applesauce and pork chops.
That they're not polar opposites.
No.
In fact, they go together.
Polar opposites.
They're not.
Applesauce and pork chops.
They're both food. They are actually often put together.
It's like a very classic chef's combo.
Pork chops.
No.
Have you
tried it yet?
Nope.
We've been trying to get you to try this for, 3 years?
Nope.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's really good.
Nope.
I've never met anyone who doesn't like that combination.
Don't like it.
Okay.
Polar
opposites. Never tried it.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't know if you don't like it.
Nah, I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
I think we've gotten to the point now where your culinary thoughts are just...
They're absurd. But he's also just very stubborn.
Well, that's...
A little bit.
I mean, the guy's breaking up mini glizzies this week. 215-592-9494. All right. Combo Con. Best answer we get today to opposites wins the qualifying prize, automatic lantern for the grand prize. And, of course, the game itself, do you feel – are you getting the same feeling I am? This feels like a trap game. I think we're biting our nails in the fourth quarter when it's 23-21 and it's a tight game. Jimmy in South Philadelphia. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, not much, man. Joe, if you're just scared, man, you got to go get the dog, dude. I think we're going to be all right. And we're discounting, too, the Cowboys' own emotional turmoil from – the past week, right? Like losing a player on their team. We're talking all about the negative of us, but we got to think about what's going on for them.
So,
too.
Jimmy, I think it's hard not to bring that up. I when I was thinking about the game, I was trying not to use that, but I actually view it in the opposite way. It's obviously tragic what happened, and it's so sad what happened to that kid.
Yeah, but it's motivation.
But I think it's kind of galvanized that team. Like I when I watched them play this past Monday night, I felt like they're kind of rallying around the tragedy. Now, I'm not saying they're going to go win a bunch of games in a row. They're not very good. It could go one of two ways. Like at some point, it could kind of break them because all the emotion, or they could kind of ride the we're going to go win for our guy type of thing.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think coming off a Monday night for them too, it's a quick turnaround. Yep. And I know it's end of November, but December Dak might be arriving a week early too. I don't know.
Well, I would like that because we could use that. That would help us out for sure, Jimmy. No, I agree with that.
Yeah. And I think Jeff took a couple of my points, like having Jalen Carter back obviously changes the game. Jalen Phillips up front, like, yes, Dak can move around, but I think we're going to be in his grill more than he's used to this week. And yeah, I'm kind of feeling that like 24, 27, 10 to 13. Kind of on the Cowboys thing, because I think this D is real.
Well, if what you're saying, what Hugh's saying, what Jeff's saying, if we can hold that offense on a fast track to 13 points, boy, then we have something special. All right, Jimmy, what do you got for us for Combo Con opposites?
Hey, Jeffrey Lurie and Jerry Jones, man. It doesn't get more opposite than that.
That's a great one.
Really franchise.
Jimmy, that's a great one. We'll get you in the mix. Hugh, I like that one.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
I mean, could they be more polar opposites?
No,
owners?
You're right. Jerry's.
The absolute glory hole.
He's definitely different. No question about it.
Yes, he is. Let's go back to Matt in Germantown, who I think came up from the ocean. What's up, Matt?
I'm back, y'all.
You're good. We got you.
All right. That's the bet. All right. Yeah, Uncle Hugh, man, I don't want no smoke today. I honestly think that, like, we really – something's got to give. And I think, like I said before, Nick Sirianni is just going to take over with the play calling because I think they don't know what's going on. I also think because we're playing in Dallas, we really going – it's a statement game, I think, that's really going to happen. And Jalen's coming home. You know he's from Texas. So I personally think it's going to be that. That's what I think. Because when we play in controlled environments and when I was at the Rams game in finer conditions, we kind of know how to show out. Because he knows how to play his hurry-up offense, and it seems like everybody knows what they're doing. And all we did was swap a Johnson for Johnson. Lane is out, but we got Fred Johnson. Last time I checked, when he started and played the whole game, I think his record's like 5-1. So...
You know, and he is, considering, you know, backup tackles, you know, it's hit or miss. He's a pretty good one, right? And they're used to him playing because, unfortunately, Lane's been in and out of the lineup a lot, Matt. So I get all that. It's interesting, Matt, good phone call. The point of them playing on a fast track. Last year, I felt like they were great indoors last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Super Bowl was indoors. They played the game in L.A. against the Rams. I'm trying to think of the other games they had last year. It felt like last year in particular. The Saints game.
Yeah.
Is there something to that?
Like being on turf?
Yeah, like for the Eagles.
Maybe. Hopefully. You know, that's what we haven't had too many of those games this year, so it's kind of hard to...
Have we had any? I'm trying to think now. Home Dallas. What was week 2? In Kansas City. Week 3 was home. Week 4 was in Tampa. 5 home. At the Giants. Minnesota.
Yeah.
Hugh, that was a good one. That was Jalen's best game.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about
that. Yeah. Okay. Inside. Maybe they're more built to be indoors right now.
Well, we say that, but we are an outdoor team. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What is up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. How we doing?
Joe Giglio, with all due respect, you can take that trap game talk and shove it where the sun don't shine.
Okay.
Because it's a fire up Friday. It's Dallas week. Mm-hmm. Dallas sucks. And despite reckless speculation and gossip all week, okay, where the national and local media are playing checkers, our reigning Super Bowl champions, our Super Bowl MVP quarterback is playing chess, my friend. Because guess what? Okay, Jalen is playing nothing but possum with all you guys, where you say he can't do this, he can't do that. He is the ultimate team quarterback. He's not going to pull a Josh Allen. He's not going to pull a Sam Darnold. If he's not given what he wants, he's not going to make a mistake. The one thing I can guarantee is, again, he will not turn the ball over, okay? And this is going to be a 31-21 game, but this game is going to be over by the third quarter because this young gun, gangrene defense is going to do nothing but run roughshod all over Dak Prescott. Okay, Jerry Jones, Jersey Jim, you can take, how about them Cowboys, and stick it where the sun don't shine, because this Sunday it's going to be nothing but a Lone Star smackdown. Let's go, Birds! E-A-C-L-E-S, Eagles!
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it.
You know what's funny? You know what it is about Aaron? I like Aaron, but Aaron doesn't sound believable. When he does it.
Well, because he's coping with things. I mean, the playing possum, the Jalen Hurts playing possum thing.
Yeah,
like, did we have 14 incompletions out of 28 on this past Sunday?
I did that on purpose.
By you know, on purpose?
I
yeah.
think if you squeezed them, a bunch of hot air would be.
Yeah, I mean, you could believe the Eagles are going to win and win big on Sunday, and that I hope they do. But, like, the idea that we're playing, like, there's a lot of things we do to cope about why the offense isn't where we want it to be, why it's not where they want it to be. The idea of possum is preposterous. It's preposterous. Like, we could have lost they won the last two games by how many combined points? They won by the 3 points in Green Bay, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they won by a touchdown this past week?
Yeah.
So both were one score games.
Yeah.
So, but we're playing possum as if we're up 40 and the game is over in the second quarter.
I don't understand that. Like,
what's coping?
It's hard. It's hard to win games in the NFL. And to sit there and think that I'm not going to use my best up. Even when Chris Collinsworth said it, they're going to wait till the end of the season to run it.
Well, with the Jalen running, yeah.
I'm like, now, Chris sits in on the meetings, and I'm not poo-pooing what he's saying, but I've never been a part of an NFL where every week wasn't meaningful, and you try to win football games, and you say, oh, we're not going to run this because we don't want anybody to see it because we're going to save it for the end of the year. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's different if it's week 16 here, right? You've clinched a playoff spot. Then maybe you hold a few things back because you're there. Like, we're not there yet. And even Sirianni, when he speaks to that stuff, says we do what we got to do each week to try to win a football game. 215-592-9494. All right, Combo Con today. We're looking for opposites. Best answer today wins the qualifying prize and gets in the mix for the grand prize. First answer we got today, Jeff Lurie and Jerry Jones as polar opposites is a darn good one. All right, we'll get to your phone calls coming up on the other side. Do you feel like this is a trap game? I do. And again, when you have a trap game, it doesn't mean you lose it. I mean, but it just could be tighter than you want, and it could be uncomfortably tight.
Getting wild, it gets going.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. Where do you come down? Does it feel like a trap game for the Eagles this Sunday in Dallas? It does to me. It does not for Hugh Douglas. Your thought on that? And A.J. Brown talked again yesterday. What do you know? We'll get to the noteworthy things he said at his locker and react. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.